USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Brazil has reached a grim milestone, now having recorded 500,000 deaths from COVID. The country's Ministry of Health said Saturday that cases are on the rise in Brazil, averaging between 70 and 98,000 new cases a day for the last several days. Only about 11% of the country's population has been vaccinated so far. The nation's more than 500,000 deaths are second in the world behind only the U.S. And an ultra-conservative candidate has won Iran's presidential election. Hardliner Ibrahim Raisi had won with just over 60% of the votes in an election marred by an historically low turnout. Raisi is the Chief Justice of Iran and is personally under sanctions from the U.S. He's accused of taking part in the mass execution of political prisoners in the 1980s. Raisi will take office, which is the second highest position in the government, in early August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A soldier killed in the Korean War finally laid to rest. Mike Fortier has more.
Robert Seislinger was 28 years old when he died just 6 days after Thanksgiving in 1950 while serving in the Korean War. The 28-year-old Army First Lieutenant reportedly died fighting enemy forces in North Korea. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency says his remains could not be recovered. But 3 years ago, his remains were among those in 55 boxes the North Koreans turned over to the U.S. The Pittsburgh native laid to rest Friday at Arlington National Cemetery, also awarded a Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Over 100 family and friends in attendance. Still, over 7,600 Americans who fought in Korea remain unaccounted for. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And a driver crashed into spectators at a South Florida Pride parade, killing one and seriously injuring another. The incident happened Saturday evening at the beginning of the Wilton Manor Stonewall Pride Parade in Fort Lauderdale. The driver reportedly acted like he was joining the parade, accelerating into the crowd when it was his turn to go. The driver was taken into custody. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More than 50 House Republicans have sent a letter to the White House asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris from her role in leading the effort to solve the border crisis. In the letter, the group cites the high number of border apprehensions and the fact that she has not yet visited the border or met with Border Patrol or ICE officials. In recent interviews, Harris has said that she will visit the border at some point. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels says that border communities need a change in policy from Washington. He tells Fox News that the message needs to change before law enforcement on the border is completely overwhelmed.
This has been going on for months. It gets worse every month. The humanitarian side of it, the national security side of it, and the public safety side of this for every community in this country. We're on a political slippery slope. This administration, President Biden, Vice President Harris, has to prioritize our borders along with the southwest border. They need to change the message. They need to throw action and consequences that if you violate our laws on the southwest border, there will be consequences. Currently, as it stands, that's not the case. It's frustrating. It's insulting for anybody who wears a badge on the southwest border, local, state, and federal. That's why our border governors, that's why sheriffs throughout the country, police chiefs, mayors are stepping up to do what the federal government should be doing.
And round three of the U.S. Open is in the books at Torrey Pines. Mackenzie Hughes, Louis Oosthuizen, and Russell Henley are tied for the lead at 5-under par. Rory McIlroy and defending champion Bryson DeChambeau are 2 shots behind at 3-under. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.